You step into the yard before sunrise and face the line that guards your property. A storm pushed the fence out of shape during the night. Posts lean, boards split. The gate hangs heavy on one tired hinge. Cold air moves across the ground and carries the scent of wet soil. You know the damage will spread if you ignore it. A weak post invites more strain. A sagging gate pulls every rail around it. You run your hand along each section and feel where the structure lost its fight. This is a job that demands control, not speed. You need clear judgment, clean cuts, and steady pressure. If you rebuild the line right, it holds through hard weather and long days. If you rush, you chase problems for years. You tighten your gloves and make the call. Start now, or lose the whole rung. Chapter 1. Inspecting damage and recovering the line. You start at the far corner and let your eyes adjust to the early light. The fence has carried years of strain, and the storm finally exposed the weak spots. You move along the first stretch with slow steps and steady focus. You press your shoulder against the rails to feel how much they shift. You listen for the hollow knock that signals rot in the boards. You work with patience, because the fence will tell you the truth if you stay quiet and pay attention. You pull a loose picket forward. The screw falls out with no resistance. Moisture worked its way through the grain, and the wood fibers let go. The next board leans at an angle, and its lower end no longer reaches the rail. You study the joint and track the failure back to the post. The post is the anchor. If it leans, everything around it bends. You kneel and press your fingers into the soil. It is soft and holds a thin layer of water, a sign that the ground shifted during the storm and released the post from its pack. You mark the first problem with a strip of tape. You step forward to the next section. Three pickets carry fresh cracks from wind pressure. The screws on the top rail sit proud, lifted by movement. You tighten one with your driver. It spins without biting. The rail has no solid grip left. You run your hand along the top edge. You feel a slight dip where the middle post should be supporting it. The dip is subtle, but the fence line cannot hide it from trained hands. You pull back and look down the entire run. The tilt becomes clearer from distance. A straight fence holds a clean shadow, but this one bends to the left. You shift your angle and crouch to eye level with the rails. The movement becomes even more obvious. You make another mark. The second weak post is confirmed. You reach the gate. It is the heart of the line because it carries weight and motion. The gate sags by 2 inches. The latch no longer meets the strike plate. You lift the gate with one hand. It rises too easily. Hinges should hold the load, but these hinges drag. Rust sits deep around the screws. The metal plate is bent from repeated force. The frame around the gate is stressed. You check the nearest post and see a slight twist where the hinge side pulled. This twist threatens every alignment in the yard. The field behind the fence slopes down. Water always tries to move that direction and pushes against the base of every post. You push your digging bar into the soil. It sinks deeper than it should. You rock it once and feel the cavity left by washed out dirt. That means the post has no support on one side. Another failure point marked. You continue walking. You measure rail height with your tape. You note where the rails climbed or dropped. You test board spacing. Some boards have grown tight from swelling, while others opened wide when nails loosened. You record every shift, because repair demands accuracy. If you miss one bad spot, the rebuilt sections will fight the old weaknesses. A strong wind moves through the yard. The loose boards rattle. You grip one and push it forward. It bows without resistance. The bottom rail has cracked along the grain. You kneel and inspect the break. The crack runs clean across, and the rail carries no load. You pull back the grass at its base and see where insets hollowed the wood. It held long enough for the storm to finish it. You move past it and check the height of the next section. The line climbs higher than the previous one. That means the posts were set with uneven depth. Some posts sit shallow and shift under pressure. Others stand stronger because they reach deeper soil. You press your boot against one shallow post. It rocks. You press again. The movement is repeatable. Marked. You reach a long stretch with no visible damage. You test it anyway. You pull each board. You tap the rails. You drive a screw into one joint. It grabs strong. You nod. This section holds stable and will not need full rebuild. Still, you use your level against the rails. They sit almost true. A slight lift near the center shows where soil pushed upward during the storm. It is minor, but worth a quick mark. You never trust a fence line until every inch submits to inspection. You return to the first corner and walk the entire route again. This second pass confirms what matters most. Three posts need full reset. One rail must be replaced. The gate requires hinge work and alignment. Several boards must be removed and rebuilt. Soil washout threatens two areas and will require bracing. You group your marks into zones. You need to work zone by zone so the fence never collapses while you rebuild. You study the entire line once more. You take a slow breath. This job will not move fast. It demands control and order. You do not lift a tool until you know the structure like a map. You reach that point now. Every weak spot stands marked. Bark. You know where the fence failed and why. The question settles heavy across your shoulders. Can you recover the line without tearing down whole sections? Chapter 2. Pulling posts, resetting structure, and rebuilding boards. You set your tools in a clean row because the next steps require sequence and discipline. You start at the first marked zone. The post leans forward and twists at the base. You grip it with both hands and push. It shifts with little force. That confirms it has lost its load path. You drive your shovel into the soil and begin cutting a clean circle around the post. You work with steady pressure, not speed. Fast digging leaves ragged walls, and ragged walls collapse as soon as the post comes out. You widen the hole until the post stands in a loose collar of soil. You rock the post side to side. It lifts free on the third pole. Mud clings to the lower end. The wood is soft along one edge where moisture settled. You set it aside. This post cannot return to service. You scrape the whole walls clean so gravel can settle without voids. You move to the next failed post. This one leans back toward the yard. The soil looks stable at the surface, but you know the truth sits deeper. You push your digging bar next to it. The bar sinks past its own weight. A hollow formed underground. You dig until the cavity opens. A pocket of washed out soil stretches along the length of the hole. The post had no support. You pull it free with a rope loop and steady tension. It breaks loose with a sharp snap as the last firm soil lets go. You check the alignment points from your first walk. You place stakes at proper fence height and run a string line between them. This line becomes the law for the entire rebuild. You do not trust the old fence for guidance. You trust the line. You adjust its tension until it holds firm with no sag. You sight down the line. It reads straight. Now you return to the first hole. You pour a base layer of gravel. You tamp it down with hard strikes. Gravel settles under force, not under time. You set the new post in the center of the hole and hold it steady with one hand. You place your level against the face. The bubble sits slightly off. You adjust the post until the bubble lands true. You step back. The post stands tall and square. You pour more gravel around the sides. You tamp again. The packed gravel locks the post into place. You test it with a firm shove. It barely moves. You check the level again. Still true. You repeat the same with the second post. The hole demands more gravel because the cavity was large. You fill it in layers. You tamp after each layer so the post never floats or tilts. With the posts reset, you move to the rails. The cracked rail in the next zone needs removal. You back out the screws. The root breaks in two as soon as the pressure releases. You toss it aside and measure the span between the new posts. You cut a fresh rail from dry stock. You run your hand along the edge. The grain sits tight and the board carries weight without flex. You hold the rail against the posts and check its height with your tape. It aligns with the string line. You set screws into the center of each joint. You use slow, controlled trigger pulls because overdriving strips the wood and weakens the joint. You repeat the process on the lower rail, then the upper. Once the rails are locked in place, you shake them with both hands. They do not move. You step back and inspect the spacing. Rails must hold consistent height, or the boards will reveal every mistake. Your line stays clean. You nod and move to the section where the pickets failed. You remove each damaged board. Some lift clean. Others break apart as soon as they leave the rail. Insects took more of them than expected. You clean the rails with a stiff brush. Any debris left behind will force gaps in the rebuild. You prepare new pickets and stacks. You check each one for straightness. A fence line with warped boards looks weak even when it is strong. You start at the first post and set the first board. You align it with the post edge and check its plumb. You nail or screw it with balanced spacing from top to bottom. The board lands straight. You move to the next board. You use a spacer block to maintain uniform distance. You place the second board, then the third. You move down the run in a steady rhythm. Each board lands where the line demands. No drift, no waves. You keep your hands close to the rails to feel how each screw bites. If one feels soft, you remove it and move to the next point with stronger grain. As you rebuild, the fence begins to regain its structure. You feel it in the rails as you press. They no longer shift when you lean. The new posts stand firm and straighten the run. You check each board again. You adjust any board that wanders from plumb by even a small margin. Precision now prevents headaches later. You reach a zone where the soil stays weak even after repairs. You plan for this. You cut two braces and drive them into the ground at angles. You attach them to the lower rail and post. These braces carry lateral load and keep the structure upright when the soil shifts again. You test the post after bracing. The movement stops. You step back again. You study the rebuilt sections. The line looks sharper than before. You walk it, pressing every rail and tugging every board. You check your alignment markers. The line stays clean, but one question builds as you look at the gate area. The structure you rebuilt holds strong now, but you know the truth behind the work. The gate carries weight, and weight tests every part of a fence. When you return the gate to the hinges, the force may reveal new weakness or twist the posts again. The rebuilt structure stands firm for now, but will it hold square once the gate weight returns? Chapter 3. Gate Repair, Hardware Reset, and Final Securement. You start at the gate because it controls the whole run. The rails and boards can hold straight, but the gate decides if the structure stays honest once weight returns. You step close and lift it again. It rises in your hands with no fight. That tells you the hinges lost their bite long ago. You support the gate with a block so it can't shift while you work. You remove the screws one at a time. Rust bleeds from each hole. The hinge plate pulls free with a gritty scrape. You check the frame of the gate itself. The top rail bows inward from years of force. The lower rail has a slight twist. The frame joints loosened under pressure. This is where sag begins. You grip the gate at opposite corners and test the diagonal. It flexes. A strong gate should resist. This one does not. You set it flat on sawhorses to strip it down. You pull the old hinges completely off and set them aside. They show deep wear. Their pivot points feel loose. You do not reuse hardware at this stage. You scrape the mounting edge of the gate frame. Old paint and crushed fibers fall away. Clean wood gives you true grip when you rebuild the hinge side. You cut reinforcement blocks from dry stock and attach them along the hinge edge. These blocks spread force across a wider surface, so the gate handles weight with more stability. You check the post that will carry the hinges. It held strong in the rebuild, but it still needs verification. You press your shoulder against it. No movement. You place your level against its face. It reads true. This post can carry the load now. You mark the hinge locations. The top hinge carries most of the weight, so it sits slightly higher than the midpoint of the gate's frame corner. The lower hinge stabilizes swing and alignment. You position them so the load spreads down the post without stressing one point. You attach the new hinges to the post first. You use sharp screws that sink deep and clean. Each screw pulls the metal tight against the wood. You test the hinge plates. They do not shift. Now you lift the gate. It feels heavier because you know what it demands. You bring it into position with slow, steady movement. You align the reinforcement blocks with the hinge leaves. You drop the hinge pins through. The gate hangs again, but this time, it does not sag under its own weight. You check it by lifting the free end. There is resistance, a good sign. You swing the gate open. You swing it closed. You do this several times. The motion stays smooth. The gate does not drag. You hold it at half swing and check the hinge screws. None back out. You press your boot lightly against the bottom rail to feel subtle shifts. None show. You close the gate and inspect the latch side. The old strike plate no longer lines up. The rebuild changed the structure, which is expected. You adjust the latch height by marking where the bolt meets the post. You drill a new pilot hole for clean seating. You attach the strike plate and test the latch. It clicks into place with clean pressure. You close it again. It stays secure with no rattle. You step back and study the frame around the gate. The rebuilt posts hold firm. The rails lead cleanly into the gate assembly. The boards sit flat with no twist. Still, the job is not done. You need to secure the structure against long-term wear. You add corrosion protection to the hinges. A thin layer prevents moisture from breaking down the metal. You run your fingers along the screw heads. They sit flush. You tighten the hinge pins one more time. The hardware must feel locked. You test the swing again. Still smooth. Still clean. You begin the final inspection of the entire run. You start at the first rebuilt post. You press it with your palm. No movement. You test the rails. They hold straight. You check each board by tugging slightly from the bottom. None give. You walk slowly, repeating the same checks at each zone. You move with purpose, because this is the moment when overlooked mistakes reveal themselves. You reach the midpoint. The braces you set earlier still hold tight. You push against the post. It stays firm. You move to the next section. The newly installed rails show no shift. The screws hold deep. You tap each board with your knuckles. No hollow sounds. You continue down the run and reach the section that appeared solid from the start. You test it anyway. Fence repair never ends with guesswork. You return to the gate for final pressure tests. You pull it open fast and stop it at full swing. The hinges hold. You close it hard. It lands without sag. You lift the gate slightly by the free end. The hinges resist upward force. This is how you measure strength. Not by how it hangs still, but by how it responds to stress. You step back and look down the fence line. The structure stands clean from start to finish. No dips, no waves, no twists. The gate sits square in its frame. You walk the run a final time, letting your hand travel across the boards. You feel the uniform edges and firm joints. You know you rebuilt not just what failed, but everything that depended on it. The work took effort, patience, and steadiness. You earned the line back. But you also know the truth of fences. They face weather, weight, and time without rest. They fail when owners look away too long. You make a mental note to check the run after the next hard rain. Maintenance keeps strength alive. You turn back toward the house and take one final look. The question that carried through the rebuild settles into your chest. You answered it with your work. The recovered fence line stands strong enough to face weather and daily strain without another failure. You take off your gloves, breathe out slow, and let the weight of the job fall away.